Hey, baby. Don't listen to this until you get back to your hotel room. I'll wait. You've been so exhausted the past few days. I know you've been working really hard over there, getting everything taken care of so you can get back home to me quick. I hate when you're away this long. I miss you so much. You know, I get worked up thinking of you while you're gone. Thinking of you all hunched over your desk, eyebrows furrowed, loosening your tie so you can concentrate. Baby, can you blame me for acting out a little bit? I'm sorry, I've been sending so many pictures to you at work. I know you're trying to focus, but I can't help it. I want you to be thinking of me while you're away. All wrapped up in my new lingerie, like a little present for you. I can't wait to show you my favorite one when you get home. Did you like that last picture I sent? Me, all bent over the desk in your office. That tiny little leather miniskirt barely covering my ass. Those red high heels you love so much, making my back arch. And that little red thong just barely peeking out from under my skirt. I know how much you love to fuck me like that, bent over your desk. You say you hate it when I interrupt you while you're working, but from how hard you're pounding into me when you're punishing me for walking in on you while you're trying to get things done, I think you secretly like it. I know I do. I think my favorite part is when you wrap my hair around your hand and force me to my knees, make me unzip your pants with my teeth, and take you deep into my throat until I'm gagging on that thick cock. My head bobbing up and down on your shaft as you use my mouth as your own personal little fuck toy. I breathe when you think I deserve it, and I fucking love it when you force yourself down my throat until I'm desperate, and give me a second to catch my breath, pulling out so that my tongue slides from the base of your cock all the way to the tip. You almost never let me use my hands. I think you know if you let me stroke you hard while I swirl my tongue around your shaft, swallowing all around you, you'd come right away. And we can't have that. And then there's sometimes you're not satisfied with making me gag on your cock. Sometimes you get so angry with me, you have to bend me over your desk and yank my skirt up to my waist. One hand tearing my blouse open from behind, buttons flying abso-fuckalutely everywhere. Do you have any idea how many of my shirts you've ruined? And the other is delivering a few sharp smacks to my ass, making me pant and beg you to fuck me, please, baby. But you're not gonna give me what I want right away. No. You reach down between my thighs and push my panties to the side, rubbing my clit in soft little circles until I'm bucking into your hand, telling me to moan louder like the little slut that I am. Sometimes you tease me until I'm sobbing, rubbing your cock against my ass, never letting me quite get what I need, until I'm squirming against you as you're pushing me down into the desk, my cheek pressed against whatever project you're currently working on, probably smearing the page. But you don't care by now. You're driving yourself into me, grabbing my hips hard. I'm gasping your name, clutching at your desk, leaving new scratches on the wood, pushing back into you as you pound my pussy until I can't see. So wet by now, it's dripping down my thighs. No, changed my mind. I think my favorite part is that moment when you growl in my ear as you fuck me hard because you just can't fuck taking control it anymore. Calling me your little slut, asking me exactly who I belong to, pinning my wrists above my head so you can continue to slap my ass so hard I know by now it'll leave marks. You know the answer to that question, baby. You know I'm yours. Who else can make me scream the way you do? And I'm writhing and I'm squeezing all around you. And sometimes you'll let me come if you're feeling generous. But so often you'll stop, slowing down, pulling almost all the way out of my dripping pussy before sliding back into me as if you have all the time in the world. Sometimes I hate you a little bit. You make me beg you again. Please, please fuck me hard, baby. Give me all of that thick cock. Make me feel good, please. But instead, you take yourself out of me completely and plunge two fingers inside of me, curling and thrusting until I'm coming hard around your fingers. Fuck. Sorry, baby. I can't help touching myself when I talk about this part. And you reach your fingers up and make me taste myself. Make me suck on your fingers the way you made me suck your cock. My tongue tracing up and down. You shoving them roughly down my throat, making me choke. You keep me there as you speed up, bucking me into your desk as I'm sucking on your fingers, coming hard around your cock. My pussy milking every last drop of cum out of you when you finally join me. You have no idea how much I fucking love walking out of your office afterwards with your cum dripping down my thighs, my hair a fucking mess, and the biggest grin on my face. Thinking about you has me so wet, baby. I haven't been able to stop touching myself whenever I'm alone since you left for this trip. I need my fix. I'm looking for new ways to piss you off. New ways to interrupt you. I'll let you get back to work for now, but promise me you'll be home soon.